Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Nixendoik Kokyul Show. My name is Nixendoik Kokyul, the namesake for this year's podcast. For today, before I get into anything else for the podcast, I owe y'all some more research into TTRPG engines. Last time I did this was quite a while back, so I'll end up placing that episode in the description YouTube side. If you want to look for it in the podcast's RSS feed from Wavelake, it's episode 14. It is main episode 14, I should clarify, and it's part one of this episode's title. That said, let me find some old school TTRPG engines and games, and I'll be right back with the results. To get this out of the way, yes, we know things like Osric, Old School Essentials, BFRPG, my personal favorite, and even some of the older Dungeons & Dragons versions before 3.5e, which I think people should have stopped playing Dungeons & Dragons Modern after 3.5e, but that's just me. That said, I'll be going into old school games that fit any version before 3.5e, or those that are new and unique, fitting an old school feel. Now, while finding things to play, it seems to me that there are over 300 OSR games and counting. Some of them are quite interesting, to say the least. Hey, at least I'll have an easier time finding this type of stuff to begin with in the future. I've downloaded the Google Sheet as an ODS file and pulled it up in LibreOffice Calc in order to check some things of these games. But this was after I already got some games written down for this episode. Before finding the spreadsheet, for example, I stumbled upon a game called Vagabond, which is based upon Moldvay Cook Basic Expert D&D. It's a 200-page rulebook, which seems to be a very easy system to GM. On top of that, it's D20-based, and supports solo, co-op, and guided play. While it's extremely light, the character creation looks to be deep enough for customization out the wazoo, and the math is apparently pretty easy on the brain for those who can't do it well, very much like me. Chris Gonerman of BFRPG would also approve of this. I'll have to take a look at this TTRPG outside the camera and outside the studio. The playtime advertised is around 2 to 4 hours per session. It's written by Taran Pounds and is quite a unique end in and of itself. The core rules include 18 classes, which is a lot, 7 ancestries. These are what we call races, or in 6e of D&D, they're called species. Over 100 perks, over 60 spells, over 200 stat blocks, and it's advertised that no artificial intelligence is used in the writing, artwork, and design. All a plus in my book. BFRPG is the exact same, though I could potentially do AI-generated artistic references for people to use in the forums. I could maybe do that and let people's imagination over there go reasonably wild. I might not, though, because they are also against AI. There's also a solo dungeon generation tool for Vagabond, Ruinous League, that apparently is in the core rules for Vagabond. I wonder if I could try my adventure in that system in the future sometime, since I wrote one for Basic Fantasy. Some conversion would be required, but that might not be so bad if I'm, well, going to play TTRPGs in the future. I'm liking this one for sure. Next, there's actually a Kickstarter that's already surpassed the goal of $5,000, with 1,240 backers at the time of recording this episode. It's an OD&D-based clone called White Box Cyclopedia. It's essentially a standalone game that takes Sword and Wizardry, a popular OD&D clone, and its options, and basically puts them on steroids. It's advertised as having 30 classes, a dozen heritages, which I believe are the races, 100 spells, nearly 200 monsters, strongholds, homesteads, seafaring, psychic powers, spell dueling, chivalry, natural-born sorcery, house rules for the referee to run, mimicking interpretations of Appendix N. This is an SRD 3.5 thing. And magical items galore. The author of this game, James N. Spahn, talks about as if this were the White Box AU of Arnson and Gygax remaining friends and not breaking up that relationship. It's essentially a mix of Swords and Wizardry with OD&D, though with a different engine than either game, still using the OD&D-inspired rules. OD&D is also called the White Box, hence the name White Box Cyclopedia. It comes with a D20 and D6 system in place as well. There is no advanced baggage, and the rules seem to be stupidly simple. Now, this isn't Spahn's first rodeo, as he's written games like White Box Omnibus, White Box Compendium, White Star, and White Box Science Fiction Role-Playing. He's a freelancer who's contributed to games like the entire Swords and Wizardry line, including Legacy of Blackscale Lagoon, Book of Options, and Fiends and Foes. He also served as a consultant of design for Dolmen Wood. I think it's just Dolmen Wood. It's by Necrotic Gnome. And he's even written for the Old School Essentials zine Carcass Crawler. You're in good hands if you supported this one on Kickstarter. Next up, another classic that's somewhat well-known called Dungeon Crawl Classics. This is an old-school system piggybacking off of what looks to be the 3.5e SRD for the TTRPG itself. This has some history, as it started as a series of 3.5e modules, or they were probably 3e, with over 60 adventures by 2008. It would then use the game system license, which is the license used for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition, to create adventures. However, by 2012, they would make their own TTRPG, using the 3.5e SRD as a reference. The first adventure for that specific system is Module 66.5, Doom of the Savage Kings, by Harley Stroh. There are some adventures in this series called Original Adventures Reincarnated, which is a conversion of DCC, as it's short-ended, for Advanced First Edition and Third Edition, with some converted to a different game called Castles and Crusades. Currently, they're in the 10th printing, which is handcrafted big time. I don't even blame them for that, as it's apparently stood the test of time. To be fair, though, from the looks of things, it requires a specific set of dice, in addition to the 7 classic TTRPG dice. This additional set is called the Zochi Dice Set. I will probably have butchered Zochi, which includes the D3, D5, D7, D14, D16, D24, and D30. This is named after Louis Zochi, who's a former game designer and the creator of the set. Louis or Louis, I'm not entirely sure. Apparently, his work is included as a requirement. I wouldn't mind getting myself a set of dice like that, alongside the 7 classic TTRPG dice, since I'd like to play TTRPGs IRL in the future. Next up, we have Shadowdark RPG. This is a dark fantasy game created by Kelsey Dione. I will have butchered that probably. And this game is from 2024 or 2023. I'm not entirely sure when. The hardcover book and PDF are $60 at the time of recording on the website for this game. It's a newer game, which is actually a dungeon crawler based on problem solving and risk evaluation, and seems to be based upon BX, closer to an old school essential style. Despite that, it's a D20 based system that doesn't use descending armor class. We call this 2-hit armor class 0 or THACO. On top of this, we also have a gold to XP system that seems to be very odd to me. There's also random progression for characters and their classes, separated for race and class. There's very little third-party support for it, and it's not a big game. However, despite that, it's not 5th edition based, as some people claim it is, that's for sure. It may not be established, but it's a good look for those who like this type of thing. Now, while researching, there's a very simple game that intrigued me. It's called The Vanilla Game, which looks to be very old school, probably OD&D style. It's from 2021 and was made by Spearwitch, real name Jarrett Sinclair. On his website, spearwitch.com, he seems to have a lot of different TTRPG-based things and some non-TTRPG stuff as well, including a copy of Chainmail 3rd Edition for $250. It better be in great condition for a price like that. He also has games like Liminal Horror, 15 Minutes of Fame, A Loud Noise in a Quiet Place, and even Beans RPG. He clearly has something for everyone, from the looks of things, and his games look to be affordable as well. However, there are also 3 supplements for the vanilla game on his site. The base game is free, however, so I can take a look at that potentially. Anyway, back to the vanilla game itself. From a quick scan of the rules, it's very simple to play, and definitely has OD&D and 1977 basic vibes for me. With the low amount of gold you start with as a player, and even the GM rules being stupidly simple, there's something I might GM as well. I'll have to make a short adventure, a one-shot, and see how that goes. I'll save them all locally so I can play it offline if necessary. At least I have roll dice and some other open source tools to do this locally. Next up, and last for today, OSR Plus, also known as Advanced Old School Revival. This is a rules-light, web-first TTRPG for literally anybody, made in 2019. Still going strong today. Daniel Quinn is the creator of this game, and he wanted to solve a particular issue with TTRPGs today, and that's modularity and player-based storytelling. Basically, this seems to be a lighter game based upon AD&D 2nd Edition, particularly the books, skills and powers, and combat and tactics that inspired it. Another reference is Powered by the Apocalypse, PBTA, in which I covered in episode 14, main episode 14. Think of this as a mix of 2E and PBTA schools of philosophy mashed together into something cohesive. The entire history of this game is located in the About pages on osrplus.org. Yes, you have to add the word plus to the URL, not the plus sign, to it. This is extensive and light at the same time. So in that case, I'll probably have to do something about learning this system. It looks deep, and I like deep games. BFRPG is deep while also rules light. This was actually what I was basing my recommendations on, by the way. How many of these will I have to do? Well, I think a part 3 is in order, so that will be sometime soon, once I can research some more. That said, each episode releases every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. You can listen to this podcast on YouTube and Podcast 2.0 podcatchers like Wavelake, my host, Podverse, Fountain, and the like. If your podcast player doesn't support the Podcast 2.0 standard, you can grab the RSS feed in the description on YouTube side and put that into your podcast player that supports only Podcast 1.0 standard, as we call it. That said, I am out of time for today's episode. Thank you, and good night.